Just stay home tonight, yeah.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with you.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Party at the Bodega. What up, everybody? This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. How's everybody doing today? This is Sunday. What is this, May 12th or some shit like that? I believe so. I'm not about to look. I'm watching the Minnesota game. The first quarter is about to be over. Denver 27, Minnesota 24. The game is tight. Minnesota got the home court advantage. You know, we're about to get into some news. Salute Salam. You know, that's that Harlem thing. Can't forget that. You know. And then there's, you know, Master P is trying to be a part of the coaching staff for the New Orleans Pelicans, too. I read that on sports over there on TMZ as well. You know, I don't know how he announced it, but I think he announced it on social media, but he announced it on TMZ. He opened his mouth and said that on TMZ. He has a son as well that used to play for the he was playing for the University of Houston, and I think he played for Notre Dame as well. No, I'm getting the information wrong, but Percy Miller, not Reggie Miller, Percy Miller, Master P, a.k.a. Master P. He's played basketball before. He played for the Toronto Raptors, and he also played for the Charlotte Hornets, you know. He has basketball IQ, so I just think that he's going about it wrong. He needs to, like, go to the organization itself and implement business propositions and strategies, or simply try to apply for some sort of staffing position for the organization instead of going on platforms like TMZ and announcing that. That might irritate the organization even more, probably irritate the owner of the organization. So you gotta do it in a business manner and very professional. You know, I believe that's the route he's supposed to go about it, not jump on TMZ and announce that and open that. Might irritate somebody from the organization. You get what I'm saying? And about to jump on this. I think I should have did this news yesterday, but I already put out a segment yesterday. But I didn't know which situation this was, but it's a guy. He was arrested. He went to jail for assaulting his girlfriend. And then he gets out a month later and shoots her new boyfriend. Now, situations like this happens all the time. Happens most of the time. It's crazy, though. Let me see. The police are searching for a man accused of shooting his ex-girlfriend's new boyfriend's. A man showed up to his ex-girlfriend's apartment and shot her new boyfriend several times. The man had been out of jail for approximately 1 month after he was accused of assaulting his ex. Houston police said in a video posted by news sources, they did not release his identity. Now, I'm kind of upset that this is happening in Houston. And I acknowledge one thing. In Houston for the last couple of years. Yes, a lot of people are moving down here in Houston, in the greater Houston area. And I even experienced some stuff, even on the north side, in the north side of Houston, close to Fifth Ward. There was a group of young boys, there's like 20 of them. It's like 20 young boys, man. They all from Chicago. All of them from Chicago, you know. How I know is because I be in the hood too. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to go in details. Why are you in the hood, Benz Pharrell? I don't need that. I don't have to tell you that. But you could just imagine in your mind. All right. So, you know, I just noticed there's a group of guys, they all from Chicago. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what the hell? And then I noticed that a lot of people is moving down here. So I'm like, man, why everybody coming down to Houston like this? And I've been to Houston. I've been to Houston since 2005, you know, so I've been here for a long time. And whatever this new trend thing, let's move to Houston, I don't know what it is. So you cannot add me into that hoopla. It's not me. I was a kid when I first came down here to Houston. I was a young boy. I was in my 20s, my early 20s. So you cannot add me into the goddamn trend. So, you know, I just started my goddamn podcast. I'm new to the podcast game. I'm not that new. I got more than 500 episodes, but I'm still a new content creator, you know. So I don't know why everybody's moving down here. And I notice it's like a big influx of crime spree going in Houston. And it has me a little bit worried. But anyway, let's move on with the story. Right, so a man showed up to his ex-girlfriend's apartment and shot her new boyfriend several times. The man had been out of jail for approximately 1 month, like I said, after he was accused of assaulting his ex. All right, the Houston police said in a video posted by news sources, they did not release his identity. And then he called his 36-year-old ex-girlfriend multiple times, asking her if she was dating someone else. She told him no and asked him to leave her alone. She's like, leave me the fuck alone, according to the police. The man arrived at her apartment shortly after 1 a.m. on May 10th. I think that's Friday, this past Friday. It's Sunday. Armed with a pistol and began knocking on her door. The woman was in her apartment with her new boyfriend, with her new thing. So she cracked open the door to talk to him, according to the police. And then the man barged through the door. All right. This guy has issues. Evidently, he barged through the door and held the woman at gunpoint. Then after that, the woman's boyfriend stepped in saying he would leave, but the man pointed the gun at him instead. This guy is crazy. To me, he's pussy. You see what I'm saying? Anybody who can't handle themselves, you pussy, bro. You mad pussy. Because what if you took the gun out of this fucking equation? What would he really do? The boyfriend was shot inside the apartment, according to the police, and then attempted to run away from the man. The boyfriend was chased down the stairs, and then he was shot several more times. The woman went into her room with her children, ages 16, a 6-year-old, and a 3-year-old, and then she called 911 as this insanity ensued. The man left the scene before police could detain him, and police are still searching for the guy. The victim is expected to recover. The person, the new boyfriend that was shot several times, he's expected to recover. That's a good thing. Man, that shit is crazy. All right? This type of situation happens all the time. All right? You got dudes, I witness guys who they girl don't want to be with them no more, and they left the dude, and the dude came back and he demanded his girlfriend back. And then there's another thing too. There's women out there that likes that too. Yes, they do. That's a fact. All right. She claims that she's leaving the guy. She don't want to fuck with the guy. She move on with another guy. And then the guys refuse to take no for an answer. And that dude come knocking on the door, acting crazy. There's women that actually like that stuff. I've been told that by multiple women. They like when a guy fights for them. So this situation right here is crazy. It's retarded. I don't want to use the word retarded because I might get a backlash for that. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I apologize. But the guy is unstable, is mentally deranged, you know. So it's not a good thing. The guy don't want to take no for an answer. I don't have no picture of the guy. They didn't release the identity, but I'm pretty sure they're going to come up with some updates. It's all over social media at the same time. You know, I was supposed to do this yesterday. I already put out an episode yesterday at the same time. But, you know, I don't know why I didn't even talk about this. I seen it, but I thought it was a story that I did already. And then, at the same time, most of these stories are almost identical to each other. So, you can't even blame me because I see stories like this every day. You know, there's a guy that just refused to take no for an answer and they act deranged. And there's no civilized personnel in them at all. You know, they don't give a damn. He shot the man several times. And like I said a second ago, what if the gun was out of, excuse me, I always burp, man. I told you, I don't have bad eating habits, but shit, there's certain foods I'm not supposed to be eating. But anyway, if you take the gun out of the equation, what have this guy, this deranged fellow, would have done, really? Would he fight the new boyfriend? He had a pistol. So to me, I think you just soft. You pussy. You had to go get a gun. You're not going to fight, so you're going to get a gun. And there's some dudes that don't give a damn. I'm like, man, fuck that. I ain't fighting. I'm shooting. You know, there's some people that's just like that. You know, the only type of guys that I wouldn't even argue with them about using a gun is like a very old dude, like a real 65-year-old, about damn near 70, like, you know, because they way too old to be fighting. But, you know, everybody, to me, you pussy, you got to be soft. You know what I'm saying? You can't keep it moving. There's so many women out here. And then, obviously, you need to fix yourself as a man, you know? There's no information on here indicating if this suspect is the father of the children the lady was hiding in the room with, so I don't have that information. Hopefully, I get some more information as it comes available so I could follow up with this story right here. I got a whole bunch of stories to follow up with. And I told you already 100 times, like some of these court documents right here, some of them get updated 2 weeks later, a couple of days later. Sometimes it takes a couple of months before I get any updates. There's times it took a couple of years that I get an update. Some people remember the story. Some people don't know. They new to the whole situation that we talk about. But anyway, we're going to keep it moving along. This is your man, Benz Pharrell, with Thinking Out Loud. You know this is easy to me because I've been doing this for a little bit. It's been more than a year since I've been doing podcasts. So it's getting easier and easier by the day. Let's keep it moving. Yeah, the series is tied up with Minnesota and Denver. Man, they couldn't keep up. It was a 10-point deficit the whole damn game. They couldn't keep up. They couldn't break up the three zone between Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic. You know, and then, you know, Mike Conley, he too small. He can't break up the zone between them two. And then Naz Reid, he's a little slow. I'm talking about everybody that I'm naming, Naz Reid, Mike Conley, they play for Minnesota, you know, and that's for the people who are not into the sports like that. And then, you know, Nikola Jokic, well, you don't know, but Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray play for Denver Nuggets. So they had like a zone thing going, like a not the defense, but more like the way that they transition through the, when they get to the offensive side of the court, they got this zone thing where they, you know, they coordinate like a good pass to Nikola Jokic, and he's very big, and he has handles. Nikola Jokic got handles, and he's super tall, and he's big. So him in the paint, he's like a big-ass Shaquille O'Neal that know how to dribble and shoot the ball, and he could shoot threes. So that monstrosity, that talent has never been seen before. It's unseen. So it's a very unique talent. And also, Anthony Edwards is another ultimate talent. He plays for the Minnesota Timberwolves. It was an awesome game, but, you know, they have to find out a strategy to break this zone play, not the zone defense. I'm talking about, I can't remember. It's like a 2-3 zone that Jamal, Michael Porter Jr., and Nikola Jokic, it's a strategy that they're using, and they keep getting them every time. And like I said, the reason of that unique play is because of Nikola Jokic, his big tallness, and he know how to handle the ball at the same time, and he got jumpers. He know how to get into the paint. He's good with the ball. He's tricking. He know how to play tricks with the ball, have you move in the other direction. This guy is a unique person. Anyway, let's keep it moving with some more debauchery news. You know, I got to get my homeboy on the podcast so I could talk more sports. And plus, I be trying to watch all of the games, but it be impossible sometimes because I got so much things going on at once. And then I got some stuff that be irritating me that's going on in my personal life. Well, it's not personal, but it's more like silly things that shouldn't even be happening to me. It's almost like I got bad luck damn near. But this week was a very silly week that I went through. All right, Atlanta, Georgia. Three Atlanta police officers were shot during a response to a call. The alleged suspect was killed during the encounter with these officers, though. Atlanta, the three Atlanta police officers were shot while responding to a call on Saturday evening. The unidentified officers were called to DeSoto Southwest Avenue, Southwest DeSoto Avenue, shortly after 5 p.m. about a call of a man with a gun. Atlanta Police Department Chief Darren Sherbaum told reporters the officers encountered the suspect, who was allegedly armed with a handgun and with a knife, when shots rang out. The Chief Sherbaum, Darren Sherbaum, said in a conference, I guess he was in, the unidentified suspect was killed in a scuffle, according to the chief. The three members of the force were taken to Grady Hospital and described as alert, conscious, and breathing, according to the police. Two of the officers were described as 31 years old. Both of them are 31 years old, who were on the force for 4 years. The third officer was described as a 28-year-old who was on the force for only 5 months. One officer was shot in the shoulder, another one was shot in the leg, and then the other one was grazed by the bullet, Chief Sherbaum stated. Two of the officers underwent surgery, according to the chief. Yeah, this is how the weekends go. The investigation remains ongoing. Atlanta Mayor Andre Dickens visited the officers and their families at the hospital. And this is what he said. He said, my thoughts are with those officers and their families, and we are cooperating fully with this ongoing investigation. Thanks to the surgeons and the staff at the Grady Hospital for ensuring that our officers will survive, he said in a statement. Okay, so this happened this past weekend. Crazy, ain't it? Yep. So I don't know the details why this guy was armed. I don't know all of the details. The details was limited. You know what I'm saying? This is all the details that I got. So the guy had a gun and a knife. The police responded it. Guy shot at the officers. I mean, that's crazy. Like, why would you shoot at the police officers? Like, you gotta be mad. Like, under the influence, you must be a stupid ass. You're not that smart. You're a blasted idiot. I don't care, man. I got to say this, because if that's how you're thinking, you are fucked up. Don't run from the police and don't attack the police, all right? things will go a little bit better for you if you just cooperate with the police. I know a lot of street thugs is gonna disagree with that, but who gives a damn what they say? Thugs go to jail. That's all they do. They either get killed, go to jail. They can't even get an apartment. If you have a felon in your record, you're not going to get an apartment. It's going to be hard for you. It's going to be hard for you to be a civilized human being. So you're going to be revert back to your criminal ways, which I have an issue with because I think correctional facilities are supposed to correct the error, correct the mental issues that this individual have. You get what I'm saying? Because we can't have crazy people back into the community causing chaos, all right? There's a right way to do things and there's a wrong way of doing things. There's people who just don't give a damn. And if they don't give a damn, they got like one strike, two strikes, three strikes. That means you're going to be in prison for a very long time, especially if you're getting prosecuted by the same court system. Yeah, they're gonna put you under the jail because you're a habitual offender. Get what I'm saying? Real shit. Anyway, let me see what else is going on. All right, Drake. I don't do too much celebrity news, because sometimes I really do believe it's a distraction. That's just how I think. Security guards take down a third alleged trespasser. A third one this week. A third one. Well, last week. It's Sunday. Toronto Police Services tells TMZ they responded to Drake's house at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time today and escorted a man off of Drake's property after he wouldn't leave when he was told. Real told that they ticketed the man. He got a ticket, a citation. I believe Drake received another unexpected visitor on Saturday, with security taking down another alleged trespasser, punctuating a week of scary moments at the estate. I think this is a regular thing, you know? Like, don't we have, like, young kids who's aspiring kids that's trying to be a rapper, so they know where to... They know Drake's address, so they just go by. So, you know, that's why I don't really do too much of these goddamn celebrity gossip news, because I feel like some of it is a distraction and things like that. You know, I was just like running through this right here. You know, some of it is a distraction to me. New video and photos obtained by TMZ show one of Drake's security guards holding down this newest alleged trespasser outside of Drizzy's Toronto mansion about an hour ago. The third one this week. Check out the clip. No, we ain't gonna check out the clip because this is podcast audio. Nobody can see nothing. No one can hear something. It's a pretty quick shot, but there's clearly one man holding down another on the lawn outside the house, and he appears to be holding the guy's arm behind his back, all right, the security guard. And then it's a black dude, though. It's a black dude that they holding down. An eyewitness tells TMZ he was riding by Drake's pad on his bike. He was riding by the estate on his bicycle or whatever, his e-bike. I don't know what type of bike he was riding in. When he saw two of Drake's security guards tackle a guy to the ground, placing a knee on his back to prevent him from getting up. And then we are told one of the security guard members hopped on the radio while the other helped take down the guy, and he didn't put up much of a fight. We've reached out to cops and Drake's team so far. No word back. All right. This week's at Drake's Toronto residence hasn't been easy, as we reported. Like I said, I think this is a regular thing. I don't think this is like something unique, because I'm pretty sure a lot of youngsters like to go near Drake's estate just to get his attention, to see if they could get some type of opportunity into whatever Drake's business in the music business. I believe that's what it is. I think this happened on the regular. They just kind of like highlighting this just to make it some news thing. That's just how I'm looking at it. That's how I'm seeing it. I'm pretty sure when the spotlight is off of Drake's estate, I'm 100% sure it's going to be more kids running around there causing chaos with the goddamn security guards in the estate. I'm pretty sure it had been happening before the freaking Drake and Kendrick Lamar beef, and it's gonna happen after. I'm just being very realistic with you, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, let's move forward onto some more debauchery news. All right, Trump rallies, a mega crowd in southern New Jersey. Approximately 100,000 people attend at the Jersey Shore for the Trump rally. All right, so Wildwood, New Jersey, after a long week in court, Donald Trump is at the Jersey Shore, and he was greeted by thousands of his friends. Trump, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee, drew what his team called a mega crowd of tens of thousands of people to a Saturday evening rally in the southern New Jersey resort town of Wildwood. It was being held 150 miles away south of the New York City courthouse, where he has been forced to spend most weekdays sitting silently through his felony hush money trial. Yeah, everybody knows about that. I don't get too into the politics, but I do try to describe it and break it down as best as possible so everybody can understand. Lisa Fagan, she's a spokesperson for the city of Wildwood. She told the Associated Press that she estimated the crowd represented between 80,000 to 100,000 attendees. Based off her own observation on the scene Saturday, having seen dozens of other events in the same space, the beachfront gathering, described by Representative Jeff Van Drew, a Republican from New Jersey, as the largest political gathering in the state's history, was designed to serve as a show of force of at a critical moment for Trump, who is facing dozens of felony charges in four separate criminal cases, with the election less than 6 months away. There is a real possibility that Trump could be a convicted felon by election day. All right? Just saying. I don't know what's going to happen, but, you know, I listen to all the Republicans and the Democratic, but if you want my opinion, there's a lot of things that Trump do say that makes sense to me, you know, and there's things that I'm not trying to bring down the Democrats and stuff like that, but there's certain things that the Democrats do, I can't make sense of it, really. I'm trying to make sense of what the Democratic with the Biden administration is doing, but I just can't see it feasible for the country, for the Americans. Hours before he was scheduled to take the stage, thousands of Trump loyalists thousands of Trump loyalists donning Never Surrender t-shirts and red MAGA hats, Make America Great Again hats, crowded onto the sand between the boardwalk and the carnival rides to greet the former Republican president. The everyday American people are 100% behind him, said Doreen O'Neill, a 62-year-old nurse from Philadelphia. They have to cheat and smear him and humiliate him at that courtroom every single day, Ms. O'Neill stated. This country is going to go insane if they steal the election again. All right, this is an opinion from a person from Philadelphia, all right? Don't get mad at me, don't cuss me out. Just reporting the news. Trump extraordinary legal woes, which include three other unrelated criminal cases, have emerged as a central issue in the campaign. Trump has repeatedly accused the Biden administration and Democratic officials in New York of using the legal system to block his return to the White House. Prosecutors allege the former president broke the law to conceal an affair with a porn actor that would have hurt his first presidential bid. And also, and while Trump will almost certainly seize on his legal woes Saturday, a judge gag order and the threat of jail will limit Trump's ability to comment publicly on witnesses, jurors, and some other connected to the New York trial, which is expected to consume much of the month. The judge in the case already has fined Trump $9,000 for violating the order and one that jail could follow if he doesn't comply with the judge's orders. All right, so a lot of nonsense has been happening in the courtroom. So Trump has been forced to shut his mouth and don't say nothing about the case. Don't talk about the people, the witnesses, the jurors that's in the damn case. He needs to shut his mouth. Trump's responsibilities as a defendant have limited his ability to win over voters on the campaign trail. All right. Let me say that again. Trump's responsibilities as a defendant have limited his ability to win over voters on the campaign trail. He spent last week's off day from court in the general election battlegrounds of Wisconsin and Michigan. And he was campaigning with tens of thousands of voters Saturday in New Jersey, a reliably Democratic state. Parts of New Jersey have deep red enclaves, and the southern shoreline in particular draws tourists and summer homeowners from neighboring Pennsylvania, a key swing state. All right, breaking it down for you, President Joe Biden, meanwhile, opened his weekend with a series of fundraising events on the West Coast. He avoided Trump's legal challenges, as he has done consistently, while addressing donors in Seattle. Instead, the Democratic president focused on Trump's recent interview with Time magazine, in which the Republican former president said states should be left to determine whether to prosecute women for abortions or to monitor their pregnancies. And Saturday's visit to New Jersey Shore Resort wasn't Trump's first one, in matter of fact. While President Trump held a rally there in January 2020 to thank Van Drew, this is back. This wasn't his first in New Jersey, right? Yep. So he held a rally back in January 2020 to thank Van Drew, the New Jersey congressman who had just left the Democratic Party for the GOP as a rebuke for the former president's first impeachment. Trump drew a crowd at the time that lined the streets, filled the bars, and supported numerous vendors in what is usually a sleepy city in the wintertime. This time, the summer season is just around the corner for the resort, known for its wide beaches and boardwalk games and shops. Wildwood is in New Jersey's 2nd District, which Van Drew has represented for 3 terms and covers all or part of 6 counties in southern New Jersey. It went for Trump in 2016 and again in 2020 after earlier backing Barack Obama. Trump is set to return to the courtroom next week when key prosecution witness Michael Cohen, Trump's fixer-turned-foe, is expected to take the witness stand. Everybody remember Mr. Michael Cohen, right? Last week, he was visibly angry at times as he was forced to sit through testimony from former porn actor Stormy Daniels, who described a sexual encounter with the former president in shocking details. All right, so Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying internal Trump Organization business records. The charges stem from paperwork such as invoices and checks that were deemed legal expenses and company records. Prosecutors say those payments largely were reimbursements to Cohen, Trump's attorney, who paid Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet. All right. Broke that down for all the people who don't know what's really clearly going on with Stormy Daniels, the ex-porn star. The prosecution could rest its case by the end of the week. It's unclear if Trump himself will take the stand when the defense presents its case. All right. Back on the New Jersey shore, 65-year-old Pat Day said she felt some urgency to see Trump in person on Saturday. That's another person. "We want to see Trump before they take him out," say Miss Day, the 65-year-old Pat Day, who was visiting from the Florida Keys. "I'm worried they're going to do everything they can so he doesn't get elected again." All right, this is a worried voter for Trump. All right. right? That's the thing. I don't really get too much into the Trump details when they get into it, you know. I keep this a little bit more hip-hop, sports-friendly, and it's more like a crime channel with a little humor in it. But there's no humor when it comes to crime because I don't want nobody to get hurt. And then basically my podcast focuses on domestic violence. That's really what I focus on most of the times. And inner city violence and criminal mischief, nonsense and stuff like that. I do the gossips and stuff, but nah, I don't dab into it too much, all right? But, you know, I do get into the politics at the same time because I feel like it's important for people to know what the hell is really going on in Capitol Hill because it do concerns you and you have to know what the hell is going on. And then it doesn't hurt for you to make a difference by going out there and vote, all right? I'm undecided. I don't know who I'm going to vote for, to be honest with you. I'm very undecided. I don't know who I'm going to vote for. But like I said, the Biden administration, I am a little bit confused. I'm not sure what's really their motives. And then at the same time, I can't just jump on the Trump's bandwagon because, you know, politicians are known to lie and say whatever that the voter want to hear. And then once they get into the office, they don't do nothing that they said they was going to do. You know, it's an old political science trick. All right. And I am very aware of that. Anyway, I'm going to cut this short. I'm going to holler at you people later. I'm just making sure that I do what I'm supposed to do because I got to get my numbers right back high because people do want a podcast that they want to listen to, and I'm going to hit you off with another episode. This is your man, Benz Pharrell with Thinking Out Loud. All you got to do is follow me on Instagram or you can follow me on TikTok where I'm very, very active on. All you got to do is type in Box Benji in the search engine. That is BoxBenji. That's B as in Bob, people. B as in Bob. BoxBenji. Yes, I'm good at doing this, and I have a lot of fun when I'm doing this motherfucker right here. Excuse my French, goddamn. I'm going to holler at you later. Peace.
It's that Harlem night.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with
gon' turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights. Party at the bodega. I'm rolling dice for the paper. Wake up, it's never time to be sleeping. Round here, time to shake up. I got it out the mud with a bunch of sweat and tears. Terminator, getting all these fake bastards out of here. Let the missiles go launcho. Head macho, Camacho. Top dog with an executive. Owner of the club, president. Property after property. Even got some for the relatives. Learned it from the Harlem lights. Poppin' wheelies on the motorbike.
Harlem.
It's that Harlem night.
Gonna turn it up, please.
Them Harlem nights.
Gonna turn it up, please.
I done fell in love with.